This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
We want to welcome you to join us for another lesson in Bible Basics, and the topic of consequences. In today's world, it's obvious that many do not understand the simple fact that actions have consequences. Looking at the news, we see those who will riot, loot, burn, destroy, then wonder why they live in a squalor. There are those who desire wealth and fame, but they live in excess and debauchery. Then wonder why their lives are filled with turmoil and depression, and they give themselves over to drugs and alcohol, trying to live with their day-to-day lives. The Bible warns that man's actions have dire consequences. Isaiah 59:1-4 states, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongues have muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity." In Ezekiel 18:20, there God says that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteous of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. This specifically speaks of the consequences of actions of the individual. Let's take a short look at some of the examples given to us in the Bible and see what can be gleaned from the consequences of actions. We'll start out where God started, in the beginning. In Genesis 3, God gave man only one recorded regulation: do not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam and Eve, they knew that regulation, yet they chose to do as they pleased. Paul of the Romans would remind us in Romans 5:12, "Wherefore is by one man sin of the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned." The consequences of Adam's sins all those centuries before. Since that day, man has continued to please self rather than God who created him. Adam was punished physically for what he had done. He no longer had a utopia garden to live in, but was now living in a world in which he had to work in order to eat. A place where the ground no longer yielded its full strength, and everything around him stuck, stung, and bit as a consequence of his action. His eternal life and the reward and punishments that'll be in the hereafter, that's going to be based on how he pleased God after the fall. And we're not given all that information. But I promise you, how he's rewarded or punished in that day is going to be based upon the consequences of the actions of the rest of his life, how he obeyed God or not. Secondly, let's turn to King Saul. In 1 Samuel 10, he was a man that was very humble, and there we are told that the Spirit of God came upon him, and he was anointed as king. And like we've already stated, at this point he was very, very humble and meek, even though he was head and shoulders above all the others. But time and the throne room changed Paul. he became arrogant and disobedient. He took and decided that he didn't have to obey God, that he could offer sacrifices just as good as the priest. And when God told him to destroy everything, Saul said, "Well, that's all fine and good, but I'm going to keep the best." What were the consequences for those actions? Well, the consequences for those actions were God leaving Saul. He took away his spirit, and he took away the kingdom from him and his entire family, 1 Samuel chapter 13. Now let's look at a man who God shows the consequences of both good and evil behavior. King David. The man who would take the kingdom away from Saul. King David was said to be a man after God's own heart. Not because he was perfect, but because he had a repentant heart. David trusted in God, and God was with him. Because of David's actions of faith, God helped him defeat a lion and a bear, a giant in Goliath. God helped him conquer the Philistines as well as the Amorites. This was all the consequences of his faith in God. David, however, was a man. In 2 Samuel 11, David lusted for the wife of one of his closest friends and mighty warriors. The actions? He committed adultery with Bathsheba. Then to hide his sin, he had Uriah the Hittite murdered. David was confronted with a parable from the prophet Nathan. And David rashly declared that the man who had committed such a sin should pay fourfold. 2 Samuel 12, verse 6. Now we see the consequences of David's actions. You see, he lost four sons, including the child that was conceived in his adulterous relationship. But David did not allow his pride to stay in the way. When he recognized the sins and the consequences, he humbled himself before God, and God put away David's sins. Verse 13. You see, all actions have consequences. When one sows to the wind, they're going to reap the whirlwind. Hosea 8, 7. But when one obeys God by answering the gospel call, repents of their sins, and remains faithful even unto death, God rewards them with everlasting life. Revelation 2, 10. How is your life today? What consequences are you having to deal with? Why not give your life to God and walk in the light of the gospel? 1 John chapter 1 and verse 17 declares loudly that if you walk in the light as he's in the light, you have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all sins. Why don't you choose the good consequences today by giving your life to God? I want to thank you for joining us in our study this morning, and hope to see you again next week for another lesson in Bible Basics.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.